our conversation for tonight, like it was previously said, came about because somebody asked a question. And Spirit wanted us to expand more so that we all can truly understand this. False joy and the nature of God. What is joy itself? People tend to equate joy and happiness as if they are one and the same. They are not. Joy is the nature of God. It's not dependent on anything happening. Happiness is a physical and maybe material things. We're happy when things are going our way, you know. Whatever it is, your aspirations are not, if everything is going our way, you are happy. But the moment things tend to skew, happiness tend to fall to the sideline. And then we start stressing out without saying, why should this happen? Because we want things to be the same all the time. And God is not the same all the time. God is dynamic. Our life is dynamic. Otherwise, we'll be all rotting out. If you just stay the same, can you imagine? If I have the same thinking I had before pre-kindergarten, you cannot induce joy until you understand God. It is knowing God, understanding the nature of God, the presence of God, that is what brings the joy out. You can't buy it. You can go to Whole Foods, they say everything is whole. Well, you won't find joy there. You can go to Safeway, you won't find because everything is safe. No. You might find happiness in Whole Foods and Safeway stores. But for joy to happen, we have to be tuned in. We have to acknowledge that presence that is God is us, is in us. Because every soul created is created with that joy. Of course, we have moved away from, you know, that presence. So how does joy and bliss relate? Full of bliss, giving joy. Transcendent is not something of this nature here. Bliss means you are peaceful, everything is harmonious. And it's only in that state that joy can be present. Our soul being in harmony with our Creator, peaceful, not worrying about anything. It's not worried, oh, maybe it's time for me to die. No, it's never going to die. The last time I checked, I don't think anybody has reported to us that God has died. As long as God exists, joy will always be present. So is there false joy? You can count on it. So I'm going to play back what I recorded August 30th when Spirit were telling me exactly what this is all about. Because I can't remember everything they said, but I recorded it to the best of my ability. So here we go. Please listen carefully.
Today, I want to talk about joy and happiness. Which is comparable to wisdom and knowledge. And this came about by a question asked during the Wednesday meditation, when we have questions and answers. is there false joy? Joy is a reality check. It is the reality of existence. And we are not talking about physical existence. Is all of our total existence because joy is spiritually based, is spiritual in nature, it's not even based. Happiness is a physical, material thing, it's an earthly or incarnation based. For those who do not believe in reincarnation or the existence of another galaxy or reality or dimension or universe, this will not make any sense to them. Joy allows us to live not only in the present moment, but in all moments of our existence. Joy cannot be induced because it is the nature of God. Happiness can, because when things go your way, every time you'll be happy. In every aspect of your life, things are going your way, you'll be happy. And then maybe, but it is not conclusive. Maybe when you have that total happiness, then you might realize the nature of God, because when you are happy, you tend to be positive. And then you might actually start thinking of God. Joy itself does not have any trace of sorrow or unhappiness. Pure joy means the reality sets in whether the condition on the ground of your life, on the physical life, is pleasing to you or not. Joy is always joyful, always pleasant in its nature. There is no sadness. There is no sourpuss. There are no regrets in joy. There is no condemnation. There is no judgmentalism. And that's why it is true nature of God. If you try to induce joy, then that's false joy. Because there's nothing for us to induce. It comes of its own. It's ever existed. And humans, souls, and all souls are created with that. It is just what it is. When you truly know yourself, when you truly know you are connected, when you know the source of your existence, that you are not an orphan and you are not, you know, a material thing, you will always be joyful. It does not matter what your incarnations and your experiences are. Because when we incarnate, because life itself on the physical dimension is not perfect, so our life cannot be perfect. It doesn't matter how powerful you are, if you are Jesus, Buddha, it cannot be perfect. That is just the nature of that physical creation. The perfection belongs to God and the nature of God. And so because of that imperfection in our environment, yeah, there will be times where happy things will go away. There will be times we are sorrowful or sad and all of that. But as we grow spiritually, as we allow our nature to really show the nature of our existence, which goes all the way to the moment we were created with that breath, with that soulful nature of God, then we radiate joy. There's nothing to do. You cannot induce it. There is nothing to do to feel that joy. It is just our nature because it is the nature of God. When we realize that we are God's children, we are an extension of that nature, we will always be joyful. And we're able to face the circumstances of our life no matter what it is. So when somebody, when they are joyful temporarily, and they are, you know, sad sometimes, or in the nature of their joy, there is a limitation, then we call that false joy. Because if there's a limitation, something puts that limitation to it. Maybe they say, yeah, we're grateful, life is good now, I'm joyful and all of that. But, yeah, life is not complete and all of that. You know, they've not really tapped into the nature of God. So that's false joy. They've tapped into the nature of their physical existence. So let us be clear about it. Joy is beyond physical existence. It's all of existence. From the purest moment that soul, that spirit is created. It goes way back. So it's not a physical manifestation, it's a spiritual manifestation. And that's why the scriptures in all different religions, when they talk about joy, they are talking about God. There is no way you can be joyful if you do not think about the nature of God in its purest form. Just like people will say knowledge is king, apparently, or they say knowledge is power. That is fine. But knowledge cannot be power or king unless it is anchored in wisdom. Because you can have all that knowledge and still misuse it. That's why wisdom is power. Wisdom is the king and queen of all things. Because no matter what knowledge you have, no matter what power you have, you will use it in a positive way. It will be guided in the right direction. Happiness is based on when things are going well for us or not. It can be induced by how things turns out. And it's okay to be happy because you are acknowledging the nature of physical existence. Sometimes life is sorrowful, sometimes life is happiness. But if we really want to celebrate life in its totality, that's why we call joy the reality check, the realization of the eternal truth of our own existence and nature. Because joy is the nature of God. It existed long before any other creation existed. And it will continue to be so. There is no limitation. There is no duration to joy. So let us make sure, as explorers of this spiritual path that each of us has been called to do away with false joy. The only way to be joyful is when you really are immersed in the nature of God. Because then you will find out, we find out that God is all blessings and blissful. And that's why when we are confronted with physical existence, by his own nature, which is imperfect, then you see how humans, we treat each other. Wars and all of that, greed, jealousy, you know, you name it. Hatred, resentment, tyranny, oppression. You can go on and on. That's the imperfect nature of the physical existence. But when you tap into the nature, the true nature of joy and that of God, we will not even be, we might, because of our physical nature, of this physical form, be sad by what we see our environment dishing out. But we also take solace in the fact that the one who created this existence, this physical form, knows how to mend it up, where all this destruction, all this greed, jealousy, pettiness, tyranny comes to an end. So we don't carry that burden on ourselves and deprive ourselves of that very moment of celebration of our own life, life anchored in God, in the joy of God. Life can be sweet if we tap into the joy, the nature of God. And there are a few people we've met on this road that in spite of their own experiences, good or bad, they remain joyful because they are anchored in the thought of that infinite existence, the eternal nature of God, the joyful nature, the unlimitedness of the Almighty. And all of us should practice it. To be joyful in all occasions, in all things. Joy in the morning, joy in the afternoon, joy at night. Joy when we go to bed. Because then we will not be carrying the burden of the whole world on ourselves. We know after it serves its purpose, or when God has decided, okay, these children of mine, they don't get who they are. So let me remind them. And that divine spark turns things around. Then the war between the Palestinians and the Jews will no longer exist. They will see each other as brothers and sisters. No one trying to make sure the other one doesn't exist. And the other one, you know, defending itself and blowing up things beyond what it should be. There will be less recrimination in Russia, in China, in North Korea, in Sudan, in all these places where chaos and death is an everyday existence because of tyranny and oppression and repression and suppression. Even in our own country here, the United States. The division, I'm Republican, I'm Democrat, I'm independent, I'm libertarian, and because of that, we don't want to exist together. We think the other one is devil incarnate and all of that and all of that. They will be transformed. That morality that makes us judge others. Because some of the laws and things we have put in has nothing to do with God. It's one person thinking this is the nature of God, and they do not understand the true nature of God. Just like we talk about false joy. They think this is what God wants, as if God sat down with them on their dining table and explicitly told them that. They forget life is dynamic. The rules that govern those of the past may no longer govern those of the present because life has advanced. They forget. Nobody can know the totality of God. None of us. God gives it in spades. Because then people will say, well, why was it different now? Why should it be different now? Well, because in our previous existence, we have not developed that capacity to truly bring in all that great awareness of the true nature of God. I mean, in those days, we know people use oxes and bulls and all of that to farm the land. Now we don't. They use mechanized system. There were no electricity where you just turn on the switch. That's why people use lanterns and lamps and all of that. We've seen how, and these things could not have existed if God did not bring that inspiration to the human mind. No one can be innovative or creative or transformational if the divine spirit did not ignite it. We will still be living in the darkness of our ignorance. So we should truly celebrate God in that joyful awareness that it does not matter how terrible or horrible the nature of our physical existence, of our world as we speak, looks. God is capable of transforming it and making it a sweet, loving home where no more pettiness and jealousy and greed and resentment and prejudices and racism and tyranny we exist. But as long as that exists, it tells us this life is not perfect. And that's why we must always seek that perfection. It can only come in connecting to the true nature of God, that joy. That's why we all die and go back home. And I would still love at another point to talk about another question about the Lord's Prayer. Because the last time Spirit gave an answer, we did not record it. So I'm praying that they will give it the way it came, like the first time, which was very, very filled with the divine wisdom, awareness, giving understanding. I would still love to hear that again. So, is there false joy? Yes. Can we let it go? Yes. When you think, you have to dwell. You have to open ourselves, our spirit nature, to the divine spirit that exists in us, and we will know the true joy of life. Happiness you can induce. Happiness can be created. It's a thing of the mind. Joy is not a thing of the mind, although you need the mind to understand its nature in the physical form. May we always claim the joy of life. Ayo, ni te mi, ayo, ni te mi, ayo, ni te mi. Oh, ayo, ni te mi, labara ogago, ayo,
Ayo ni temi lagbara Jehovah. Ayo ni temi lagbara Jesu. Ayo ni temi. Oh ayo ni temi ni temi ni temi. Ayo ni temi ni temi ni temi. Ayo ni temi ni temi ni temi. Ayo ni temi. Oh ayo ni temi lagbara Jesu. Ayo ni temi lagbara Ogago. Ayo ni temi lagbara Jehovah. Ayo ni temi. Oh ayo ni temi ni temi ni temi. Joy fills me up in the name of Jesus. Joy fills me up in the name of Krishna. Joy fills me up. Oh joy fills me up in the name of Buddha. Joy fills me up in the name of Muhammad. Joy fills me up in the power of Jehovah. Joy fills me up. Oh joy fills me up.
That is about false joy. May we always experience the true nature of that eternal joy. Amen.